OMG, y'all. I forgot that last week was World Entrepreneurs Day. It was like, I don't know, last Wednesday? What is today? I don't even know. Thursday, Wednesday, whatever. World Entrepreneurs Day. And you know, I got love for my entrepreneurs. So what I did last week that I want to bring over to the podcast because it was pretty popular is I posted this thing. It was like posted on Facebook. It was posted on Instagram and people really enjoyed it. And I'm hoping you're going to really enjoy it too. And that is, I'm going to share with you my four top entrepreneurial truths. I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. I'm sharing the truths today. We're going to go deep. I can't talk today. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm doing a podcast, but I can't talk. Anyway, top four entrepreneur truths. We're digging deep. I'm sharing. We're doing the tough love. I promise you, you're going to love it. But first, a word from the sponsor. So like I mentioned, we are doing the four entrepreneurial truths today. And as I mentioned, I know you love when I repeat myself. I've been in business for a while. I've owned Stellar Media Marketing for 10 years. I've been an entrepreneur for a while. Freaking love being my own boss. I think there are few people who love being an entrepreneur as much as me. I don't know. What about you? Are you as enamored with entrepreneurship as I am? I would love to hear from you on that one. By the way, I'm at Stellar247 on Twitter. You can always tweet to me. Tweet. Anywho, number one, you're probably not charging enough. For reals, y'all. This is a big one. I would say about 99.99% of entrepreneurs and freelancers are undervaluing their service. And I'm going to tell you right now, stop it. If you listen to my podcast that I put out last week or last time, the last episode, whatever that was, I talked about getting your money. I talked about negotiating down and you can never negotiate up. All the good stuff when it comes to money talk, right? You got to get your mind right when it comes to money because you are not charging enough, okay? So stop it. Quick story about that before I go on to number two. the whole not charging enough thing is legit a problem. I think that when you are in, let's say, social media marketing, this is a really big problem in our industry. You're in social media marketing and you want to put out a proposal. So you're like, what should I be charging for my services? And most digital marketers are not charging enough. They're really undercutting themselves. And a lot of it is that the client is like, oh, I can't afford this. Let me ask you, first of all, do you really want to work with clients who can't afford you? Because I'm going to let you in a little secret that's not really a secret, is that the clients who can't afford you or that undercut you or pay you, like the cheap clients, they're going to treat you cheaply. They are going to be the worst clients, okay? So if you're looking for ways, especially social media managers, if you're looking for ways to price yourself, do not compare pricing to other freelancers because they all are not charging enough. Instead, go to the local agencies, the companies that are working with businesses, and see what they are charging. We're talking about like bigger agencies, right? So like the local agency here in town might be charging $5,000 a month for some kind of social media package that includes like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever it includes. So I could easily as a freelancer go in there and be like, yo, I'll give it to you for $250. Now you might say, that sounds a little skeevy. Hey, you're doing price comparison, right? So at least price compare the people who are actually charging enough money to pay your bills. So when it comes to truths, number one's truth is you're not charging enough. And my advice is to stop that shit. All right, so let's move on to number two. Number two, I've actually talked about this topic, this next thing on the podcast. I think I've talked about each one of these in their own episode, but this one hits hard. Okay. Number two is this shit is hard. Okay. So don't do it alone. The shit is hard. Entrepreneurship, it's hard, especially the first couple years. But you know what? Screw that. All the time it's hard. It gets more fun and it gets easier or it gets hard for different reasons as you go forward. But this shit is hard, right? And it feels like when you're an entrepreneur sometimes, it feels like you're on an island. Like you're alone out there in space, floating around and freaking the F out. And so what you need is you need to go and find yourself somebody to love, I guess. You don't want to do it alone, in other words, okay? Don't go it alone. And I'm not saying go out there and get a business partner because some people just don't need a business partner, me included. I do not work well with other people. I mean, I do in a like collaborative way, but I don't think I could ever run a business with someone. I'm too controlling. I like to be the boss, right? But what I am saying is you need a squad, right? Like your peeps. So you need to surround yourself with like-minded people who cheer you on and lift you up and also will give you some tough love when you're being an ass, okay? So I got my queenies. If you've never heard of me talking about the queenies, this is a group of like seven women who we are always in the chat with each other, encouraging each other, checking in with each other. We jump on live video chats and drink wine. We go on retreats with each other, and we support each other not only as women, as mothers, as entrepreneurs, as speakers, as business professionals. We got each other's back. So that's my queenies, right? And then I also have an amazingly supportive family. Like my husband is tops, right? He's amazing. I am so fortunate. And I know that not everyone has a supportive significant other. I get that. That's why you've got to find your squad, okay? So what do you have? That's what I want to ask you. What do you got going on? So best get you a squad and do it right now, ASAP. You know what? Pause this episode and go get you a squad. Okay, maybe two more truths first. It's not going to take that long. I know you're going to love number three. I don't know, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be like, not me. But number three is you, my friend, are a badass. Seriously, you're a badass. You don't have to know everything to be considered awesome or to be considered a pro at what you do, okay? We are all students here. We are all constantly learning. In fact, anyone in any industry who is considered a guru or an expert and they are not actively trying to learn to improve themselves, improve their craft, get better, be a student. If they don't think they're a student anymore, yo, like push stop. Press the stop button, walk away. That's not your guru, okay? That is not your expert because no expert in their right mind is done learning. And that includes you, my badass friend. So seriously, you're a badass. Embrace your awesome, drop the imposter syndrome, and get out there and be the most awesome human that you can be because you know shit that nobody else knows and you deliver it in only the way you can. So let's move on to number four. Number four speaks to my soul and it should speak to yours, and that is stop wasting time on shit that does not matter. Okay? Stop it. I see so many people squirreling out on the latest this, that, and the other. And when they need to be focused on their business and building their dreams, they're off looking at this and looking at that and trying to like fill time instead of doing the damn thing. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's mindset. A lot of times it's mindset. And sometimes it's just simple lack of direction. Whatever it is that is getting you to be all squirrely and waste time and effort and money and whatever else, whatever it is, stop it and get to work. And if it's mindset, get yourself a mastermind program. Get your squad, right? Check yourself. And if it's lack of direction or I just don't know what I need to do here, get yourself a coach. Spend money on yourself. Invest in yourself so that you can get out there and build your future. Stop wasting time, start working on your future and building your dreams. Well, friends, happy late belated, happy entrepreneurship day. You are an awesome human. I want you to take a moment and celebrate the fact that you took control of your destiny and that you are going for it. You know, not everyone could be an entrepreneur. It is not easy, but it is hella fun and it is super rewarding. So I hope that you enjoyed these four truths to entrepreneurship that I've learned along the way. And let me be straight with you, I'm still working on many of these myself. I have to remind myself to stop being so squirrely sometimes because man, do I get distracted. But listen, if you enjoyed today's podcast, if you like listening to me ramble on about entrepreneurship and living boldly and all these fun things, then go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to this podcast. And it just so happens that you probably listen to a number of places because I'm everywhere, yo. And then also, if you really enjoyed it and you're like, wow, hey, I have an entrepreneurial friend who would love these tips. Maybe they're a little squirrely. Maybe they're not charging enough. Maybe they feel like they're alone. Share this podcast with them. Show the love. You know what they say. Sharing is caring. And if you're listening on iTunes, hit me with a review, 5-star review, whatever. You know, that really helps me out. That would make my day. That would make me smile. I might sing less. Or if you like my singing, I might sing more if you do that. Whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. You are one badass human. And I hope you have a rockin' day.